Welcome to Lake County Schools Ed Talks, a podcast about all the exciting things going on in our district. Sponsored by Addition Financial Credit Union.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Lake County Schools Ed Talks, a podcast that takes a deeper dive into the events, activities, and decisions that impact Lake County Schools, students, and staff. I'm Sherry Owens, I'm your host, and today we're discussing the school district's decision to close Claremont Elementary School this year. We have as our guest the current principal of Claremont Elementary, Mr. Jeffrey Williams, and we have Clem Capel, a former principal, longtime principal of Claremont Elementary School. And we also have with us Doug Major. He's a member of the communications team. He and I work closely together, and he's going to join us for the conversation. So thank you all for being with us today.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Capel, let's start with you. This school has been around for quite some time, and it has become a staple in the Claremont community. Can you just talk about what this school means to that community or what it has meant over the years?
Claremont Elementary, when I was there, we always called it Claremont Elementary School Family. And it is part of the community. We know if you go to Claremont Elementary, we know you. If you don't go to Claremont Elementary, you're part of the community. We welcome you in. We've always had plenty of volunteers, family, everyone just come in and celebrate each other and celebrate our students. And our students know that they are loved and they are cared for and they will talk with us about anything.
That is wonderful. Now, how long were you at Claremont Elementary? When were you there?
I was there from 1981 and until 2016.
That's a really long time. So you probably have a lot of rich memories of students and staff members who have come through that school.
Oh, yes, yes.
Any particular memory that stands out, something you remember, something that was really fun or warm, or maybe a tradition that you guys had at the school, something that you always did that folks listening who were a part of Claremont Elementary at the time might remember?
We always had our annual kickball game.
Did you play?
Oh, yes.
That's great.
And I kick off my shoes and get out there with them.
I love it. That's the one sport I can play. Kickball.
And we used to have our annual dances and also our picnics and just bringing our parents in, making sure our parents came in.
Wonderful.
To be with our students, and our teachers felt comfortable and our students felt comfortable.
And you talk about the family atmosphere and bringing the parents in. I think we understand in general why that's important, why you want parental involvement. But can you talk some about that? You've been an educator, or you were an educator for a very, very long time. What difference does it make to have that family atmosphere and to bring the parents in so that they feel welcome?
It makes a difference because if their child is struggling with something, they can come in and speak to us about it. And it keeps everybody calm and not so much animosity.
Yeah.
And they know that we have the children's best interest at heart by having them come in on a regular basis and knowing everybody by name.
Very good.
Even when we're out shopping,
we
talk with each other.
Well, you know, I mean, that brings up another point to me. I mean, right, we're in a period now that's a little different from maybe in the 80s when you were principal at Claremont Elementary, but parental choice. Parents have a lot of choices about where they might send their kids to school. But talk some about the value of the neighborhood school. That is a choice that parents have to bring their kids to the neighborhood school. And some of it is exactly what you talked about, that maybe that same teacher, that same principal, you may see at Publix, or you may see, you know, at the hardware store or something like that. Mr. Williams, some of the things that Ms. Capel was able to do in her time there at Claremont Elementary, were you able to carry those things on, the same values, and maybe even talk about the value of having a neighborhood school?
Yes. I just want to thank Ms. Capel for the work that she's done prior to me getting there, because it's extremely important as far as bringing community together. And when we speak of the value of that school being a community school, it's high essential. for some of the same reasons as Ms. Capel stated, as far as you can be in the local supermarket and you're running to kids and you're running to parents. You have conversations that are right there on the spot. It's a great atmosphere, if I must say, to be a part of.
That's wonderful. Yes. And so we've talked some about parents. We've talked some about the students. What about staff? You want parents to feel comfortable when they come in. What kinds of things did you do to kind of help make the staff feel that this was, that they were part of the family as well?
The staff members were from the community and they had been there a long time, and the children know them because they live in the same community. And they always welcome parents, welcome the students when they come in. And it was like they were their second mama also.
Yeah.
They knew that I'll talk to your mama. Mm-hmm. Or I don't have to talk to your mama. I talk to you.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. And what about you, Mr. Williams, on the next generation, if you will, of leadership at the school?
And when you talk about staff, you know, I've always shared this with my team, the notion that when folks choose to follow you, they're making a conscious decision to follow you. Mm-hmm. So one thing, they have to trust you.
Yeah.
They have to trust you. And I think that I've done a great job as far as building that trust among our folks, mm-hmm. and that they're willing to follow me.
Wonderful.
As far as the work that we're doing there and we have done.
Fantastic.
Do they have a nickname for you?
No.
not that you know of?
No, not that I know of.
I thought maybe Papa Bear or something.
They may say some stuff about me. Who knows? But it's just a great group of individuals. I had the pleasure of hiring about 75% of the folks there.
Wow.
And they're just amazing individuals, match with parents. Mm-hmm. We're a Title I school, and there's never been a situation where I needed a parent and the parent didn't come through.
Well, you must feel a great degree of closeness with your staff. How did the staff take the news when they found out that the school was going to be closing?
It was a bittersweet emotion because it had been on the dockets for a mm-hmm. number of years on the five-year plan. And so they just thought it was going to be another 5 years.
Yeah.
And then it came to fruition, and it's coming to fruition, if sure. I can say. Changes around the bend. Mm-hmm. And so we constantly have that conversation with folks that we're going to have to transition.
Yeah.
They don't want to.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to transition. And it's a bittersweet feeling, but I think it's going to be what's good for everyone.
Sure. Sure.
You and I talked earlier about parental involvement.
Sure.
And can you expound on what they did? Because I know you said you have to be careful about Clearmount Elementary and giving an invite to parents because all of them show up.
Absolutely. So that's the beauty of that community there. There hadn't been anything that I've asked of them that they hadn't delivered on. We normally have an end of the year celebration. It's a reading family picnic. And we send out invites, and we'll have roughly 1,000 plus folks there on campus.
Wow.
A lot of our business partners. Mm-hmm. I've seen you guys invite, so join us.
Yes.
it's quite amazing to see the folks come together, which, you know, goes back to what Ms. Capa has stated, that community at large, and the school is the cornerstone of it all.
Yes.
So Ms. Capel, when you found out that the school was going to be closing, it, as Mr. Williams said, it's been talked about for quite some time. So I know it wasn't a surprise to people, but there's something about putting a date on it and then seeing the calendar pages turn and you're getting closer and closer to that date. How do you feel about that?
We used to be where the Cypress Ridge, mm-hmm. that was where we were. And when we transitioned over, we were sad about leaving that site yeah. and then coming over. But we found out we continued with transition. And then as more schools came on board and then part of the population, so we've been through a lot of change and we knew about change.
Yeah.
Look at the positive sides of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we assure everyone we're still going to care for our children. Yes.
Right, right. Well, you talk about change and transition, and that makes me think of something here. Some of the students, Mr. Williams, will still be together, right? Because
absolutely.
Talk about that. Where are the kids going, and are they all going to the same place, or how does that work?
All those kids that are currently there, they're going to transition over to Aurelia Cole Academy.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So So friends will still be together. Classmates will still be together. They'll just be in a new and improved building.
The teacher's going to transition there with them. So they'll have familiar faces. So it should be a even keel match.
Yeah. And as much as I know you guys have appreciated your time at Claremont Elementary School, you would probably agree it's time, right, to progress to maybe some updated features in the building, right? Is it time?
I would say so.
Okay.
But if I went back and asked the faculty and staff, they would rather stay there.
Really? Yeah.
That's the attachment that they have to that place.
That's beautiful.
And it's quite amazing.
It is.
I would share with the parents all the time. When parents are making the decision about their kids, often they look at the exterior of a building. Mm-hmm. Do I want my kid to go to the mm-hmm. school? You know, it's not as glamorous as the newer schools. Mm-hmm. And I share with them this narrative here. I say, you know, you guys have ever watched the Food Network? Mm-hmm. They say they'll pause for a moment. Yeah, we watch the Food Network. I say, where do you find the best food? When they travel in the country, they find the best foods. This is where you're going to find the best education.
Right. And we all know that there's a difference when you look at a brand new school and what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at a school that's been around for decades and decades and decades, that there are also features, right?
Sure, absolutely.
That you have at a newer school that you don't have at the older school. But the one thing that you guys have that maybe you don't have at the brand new school is that history, that legacy, that connection that you're talking about. Where I would assume, given the amount of time that Claremont Elementary has been there, that you probably have
generations
of students. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, their children come after them. So there's a legacy that you have at a place like Claremont Elementary that, as beautiful as the new school is going to be, it's going to take them some time to get that, right?
Because sometimes they're afraid of how large it's going to be. Instead of the quaintness of what Claremont Elementary has given them all these years.
The size will definitely be something different. And there'll be some other differences, right? Aurelia Cole Academy is going to be a K-8. So we will combine elementary and middle school together, although they'll be separated, but they'll be under the same roof. So that'll be a little different. I guess the good thing is it's still right there in the community. So you'll still have that community connection. So we've got a closing ceremony coming up. And you mentioned the word bittersweet before, and I would imagine this is going to be sort of like that. Are you going to be there, Ms. Capel?
I was looking at my calendar this morning and put it on when I'm supposed to get up. And
retirees.
Make sure I'm there.
Very good.
And what to wear and all.
Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like this is a special day.
Yes.
This is going to be a special day for you. And I know that a lot of people in the community will want to come, given the size of the building and all of that, that there are some restrictions. And Mr. Majors, you have had a primary role in planning for this closing ceremony. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I didn't move without speaking with Mr. Williams at first, and he and I collaborated, and we did decide on June 1st is our event, and it will be at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And we're hoping that we will have a great number. We know we have our city commissioner and county commissioners and our chief of police, of course, our school board and our superintendent, all of them will be in attendance.
Is it open to the public?
It is semi-open to the public. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
And when I say that, it's because we did do invitations.
Right.
And I sent out invitations. Mr. Williams sent out invitations to teachers and different ones that he felt that should be there.
Right.
I'm sure we will have a few parents that will show up.
Sure.
Maybe the PTO or whoever is from their school. But we're just hoping there will be a great number to celebrate the closing of this, you know, diamond in the rough, this little jewel that's there. So we're hoping that this will be a great event on June 1st.
And it is a celebration. I mean, we talk about it being bittersweet. And anytime you say goodbye, you know, that always kind of tugs at the heartstrings. But we're not completely saying goodbye, because the school will still stand. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be converted and be used for the Lincoln Park Education Center.
Correct.
So there are going to be new folks in there, but it will still be a place of learning, a place of community learning. And we'll have another episode of Lake County Schools Ed Talks to talk more about that. But before we go, I just want to think about one thing and ask you this. When you think about Claremont Elementary School, we're about to close. If you could say in one word what you want people to remember about that school, what would that one word be? Mr. Williams?
You've heard me say it, amazing.
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 Amazing. Ms. Capel, what would that one word be?
Family.
Family. Fantastic. And Mr. Major, I know you were not directly connected with the school, but you have learned a lot about the school as you have prepared for the closing ceremony, and you have talked with the folks who were involved and sending out the invitations and making sure that we have folks there to celebrate the closing. And so based on what you've learned and the fact that you've been a lifelong resident here in Lake County, what would you say, one word, for Claremont Elementary?
It's so hard to say one word.
I know you, Mr. Major, you talk a lot. So yeah, one word would be hard. But I'm going to challenge you.
You've said amazing. You've said family. Mm-hmm. But it's a connection.
I like that. I like that. So we've got amazing. We've got family. We've got connection. And I guess I'm sort of the newcomer here. I have been in Lake County the shortest period of time. And just based on what I've learned, I would say the word is legacy. Even after it changes its purpose and it becomes a different, takes on a different role, that the people who have come through that school will take with them the memories that were created there. And it sounds like you all have created a legacy of not only learning, but a legacy of love. And that's all that any parent, any staff member could want from a school. So thank you guys for being here, for creating that legacy of learning and a legacy of love at Claremont Elementary School. And look forward to celebrating the school with you on June 1st.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of our listeners for being with us for another edition of Lake County Schools Ed Talks.
Lake County Schools Ed Talks is a production of the Lake County Schools Communications Department, made possible in part by Addition Financial. Please join us again soon.